Welcome to Torah Timacha HaFtorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and this week for Parshas Acharemos Kedoshim, we read from Sefer Amos, chapter 9, verses 7 to 15. Sometimes, we've been in exile for so long that we stop asking when we will come home, begin to wonder if we ever will, and even more painfully, will there be anyone left to bring home when the time comes? Who are we anymore? Would our Avos forefathers recognize us? Would Moshe Rabbeinu? We are far from home in more ways than one. These thoughts can feel especially raw as we read this week's double parsha. Acharemos ends with strong warnings. If we violate the laws of relationships, the land itself will expel us. We will lose Eretz Yisrael. Kedoshim opens with soaring expectations. Kedoshim tihiu, be holy. We are commanded to live lofty lives filled with mitzvah observance and sensitivity in our interpersonal relationships. But this vision can feel overwhelming. When we fall short, and we all do, we might begin to wonder, what does that mean about who I am? Do I still belong? And that is what makes our Haftorah so powerful. These final verses of Sefer Amos shift from rebuke to reassurance. Though it acknowledges suffering and exile, its ultimate message is one of comfort. Yes, you will experience hardship, but you will survive and you will come home. You will thrive and you will never be exiled again. The opening verse is striking. Verse 7, Halo kivnei kushim atem li, are you not like the children of Kush to me? The Malbim explains, just as the people of Kush were always recognizable to other nations by their skin, so too the Jewish people are always identifiable. No matter how much we change, you are mine, says Hashem. You have always been mine and you always will be. This sets the tone for the Haftorah's dual message. In verse 9, Hashem says, Ki hine anochi mitzaveh v'hani osi b'chol hagoyim es beis Yisrael, ka'asher yanua bakvara v'lo yipol tzror aretz. For I will give the order and shake the house of Yisrael among all the nations, as one shakes sand in a sieve, but not a pebble tzror will fall to the ground. We may be scattered, we may be shaken, but we will not be lost. And then comes the beautiful promise in verse 11. Bayom hahu akim es sukas David hanofeles, vigadarti es pirtsehen, vaharisosav akim, uvini siha kime olam. On that day, I will raise up the fallen sukkah of David. I will repair its breaches, restore its ruins, and rebuild it as in the days of old. There are several ways to understand this image. It may refer to the total restoration that will come with Mashiach, the return of the Shekhinah, the ingathering of the exiles, the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Or as the Malbim explains, it may describe the gradual stages of redemption. But I find the Maharal's insight especially touching. He notes, when a house is destroyed, it's gone. And even if you rebuild it, it is essentially a new structure. A sukkah is different. When it falls, it's not lost. It's simply waiting to be reassembled. And every year when we put it back up, it's the same sukkah. Again, we return to this core idea. Identity endures. You are my children. You have always been mine, and you are ready to come home. This works beautiful with Parshas Kedoshim, chapter 19, verse 2. Kedoshim tiyu, ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokechem. You shall be holy because I, Hashem, your God, am holy. Many have grappled with the question, what exactly is being asked of us here? How broad is this command? Rashi teaches that it refers specifically to maintaining sanctity in our intimate relationships. Ramban suggests it's a sweeping mandate, a call to live with restraint and refinement, even in areas where the Torah does not explicitly prohibit behavior. Kidoshim Tiyu means live a sublime existence. The Kli Yakar offers a strikingly different take. This isn't only a command, it's a promise. Kidoshim Tiyu means that by virtue of being Hashem's nation, we will ultimately find holiness. And the Sferno adds that this has always been the purpose. This is why we were created in the first place. This is the ultimate destiny of humankind, to be holy, to live a life that reflects the divine image within us. In other words, yes, the expectations are high. And yes, there are real and sometimes painful consequences when we fall short. But Hashem continues to invest in our efforts, in our growth, and ultimately in our success, because who we are will never change. Who we are is Kedoshim, holy ones, because Hashem placed a part of himself, so to speak, inside of us. Sefer Amos delivers difficult messages, warnings, rebukes, painful truths, but it ends with hope, and not just any hope, a hope rooted in deep recognition. Hashem sees us. Hashem knows us. And Hashem has never let us go. And so no matter where we find ourselves, in exile, in doubt, or in struggle, we are never beyond return. We are His, and He is waiting to bring us home. But our Haftorah offers us even more. The Abarbanel, in his analysis of verse 9, highlights a subtle but powerful insight. Let's read the verse again. Ki hinei anochi mitzaveh v'hani osi b'chol hagoyim es beis Yisrael, ka'asher yinoa bakvara v'lo yipol tzror aretz. For I will give the order and shake the house of Israel among all the nations as one shakes sand in a sieve. But not a pebble, not a tzror, will fall to the ground. The Abarbanel focuses on the word tzror, explaining that it refers to a chunk, something solid, something whole, and that is exactly why it doesn't fall through the sieve. This teaches us something profound. When we remain bound together, when we are tzurim, tightly connected to one another, we will endure. We are strongest not as individuals, but as a united people. When we remember to care, to connect, to love each other. At our core, when we stay true to our shared identity, we remain one. And that, says Abarbanel, is the secret of our eternity. This idea that with unity we will merit eternity can further shed light on the connection of our Haftorah to the Parsha, to the idea of Kedoshim Tiyu. Be holy. We are given a mandate to be holy, to find within ourselves the spark which makes us children of Hashem and which defines our journey through life. We are told in the Parsha we must be holy. And here in our Haftorah in Sefer Amos, we are told how. It is in our connection to each other that we will find our Tzelem Elokim, with what we have in common and with our shared mission. By being Tzurim, we will remain Kedoshim. By being united, we will remain holy and merit redemption. And finally, we sometimes speak of Geula, redemption, merely as an end to exile, as survival. But our Haftorah reminds us that Geula is not just about stopping the pain, it is about rediscovering joy. It is about a life of peace, of beauty, of prosperity, a life of thriving, a life we can only imagine right now. Verse 13. Hine yamim ba'im ne'um Hashem v'nigash choresh ba'kotzer v'dorech anavim b'moshech hazara v'hitifu haharim asis v'chol hagva'os tismogagna. A time is coming, declares God, when the plower shall meet the reaper, and the treader of grapes, the one who holds the bag of seed, when the mountains shall drip wine, and all the hills shall wave with grain. And verse 14, Vishavti es shavus ami Yisrael, uvanu arim nishamos viyashavu, vinat'u chramim vishasu es yenam, vasu ganos v'achlu es prihem. I will restore my people Israel. They shall rebuild ruined cities and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and drink their wine. They shall till gardens and eat their fruits. And verse 15. Unetatim al admasam v'lo yinachu od me'al admasam asher nasati lahem amar Hashem Elokecha. I will plant them upon their soil, never more to be uprooted from the soil I have given them, said the Eternal, your God. When Hashem first created Adam, he placed him in Gan Eden, in paradise. That was the vision from the beginning. And that is where we are headed. We are not just returning to a land, we are returning to a dream, to the wholeness of what it means to live in harmony with Hashem, with each other, and with our own deepest selves. May we finally and speedily see that day. Thank you for learning together.